JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon told investors this week that the new Sapphire Reserve credit card will sap the company's profit by up to $300 million this quarter. Banks are fighting hard to attract new customers with credit card deals, and those customers are demanding more valuable perks. The Sapphire Reserve comes with 100,000 rewards points and a $450 annual fee. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And the Sapphire Reserve cards were so popular, the bank ran out of the metal that it uses to make them. Why is there so much demand right now for credit cards that come with these big rewards packages?
Well, as you pointed out, the banks have gotten so competitive in fighting over new card customers. It's actually being called a rewards war. And it's made the rewards very attractive. Like you said, with J.P. Morgan's Sapphire Reserve card, you got up to $1,500 in travel if you spent $4,000 in the first 3 months. So it really gives you an indication of how competitive it's gotten for the banks to sign up new card customers and how enticing these rewards are for many consumers.
And the banks are actually losing money on these cards, and they're willing to do that?
Well, right. The idea is they, you know, sort of be a loss leader when they first offer the rewards. But the idea is to gain the loyalty of customers so that they'll stick with the card.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that consumers are now less interested in the traditional perks like airline miles. Now, what do they want? They want cash. They want cash back. And some cards you can get 10% cash back on certain purchases.
Right. According to the Journal, customers really started complaining that redeeming your rewards for things like airline miles or products was just too complicated. They cited a survey from an industry website that showed about 3/4 of consumers actually preferred cash to these other types of rewards. So the banks basically just responded to the consumer trends.
And people play these games very well. There's actually a term for them called they're called churners. Tell us what that means exactly.
Yeah, there's a certain segment of customer that is very good at reaping the rewards of these cards. They're organized in online forums to strategize and make the most out of these rewards. But there's also the risk that other customers, the cards may be more enticing than what they can realistically take advantage of. So, for example, with the J.P. Morgan Sapphire Reserve card, you really have to ask yourself, is it realistic that you'll spend $4,000 on the card in 3 months and then pay it off? And is it realistic that you'll be able to take advantage of $1,500 in travel? So a lot of people get enticed with these great rewards that they might not necessarily be able to take advantage of.
I will say, having covered this issue over the years, one of the best lessons I learned is do not carry a balance on your credit card unless you absolutely have to, but really do everything you can to not carry a balance. Do you have any advice, Mike, about as people look into what cards they should get?
Yeah, I don't think these reward cards are the right choice for everyone. J.D. Powers did a study, and they found that about 44% of customers with airline credit cards actually were in the wrong product, and that upgrading to these reward cards isn't necessarily the right choice for people who use what they call value cards, which are basically, you know, no annual fee, low interest rates, and those are better for people that carry a balance.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.